Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Telling folks, no, I do not want to work with you can be very tricky. No one likes to be told no about anything. And if the prospect feels too rejected, then they're going to go out and badmouth you. So here's the trick. Make it their idea. A couple of my favorite tactics. First off, give your price some context. Now, let's be honest. When we think someone's going to burn up some brain cells, we quote a high fee hoping folks go away. The problem is that this can backfire. If your fee is accepted, now the ball is back in your court to say no. And the higher expectations can make this deal even more fraught. So here's what I do. I have the scope versus budget conversation. Something like, look, what you need done is so big that you're not going to have enough money left in the budget to do blah, blah, blah. So in the spirit of personal ethics, I got to say, I don't know if this is a good idea for you. Now, every single time I've done this, folks have thanked me for being honest. And I wasn't in the position of taking someone's money and leaving them broke. Another idea, which is related to above, explain why it's a bad idea to work with you. Maybe the timing is wrong. Maybe they need more help than you can give. This calls for what I think is known as, hey, I don't want you to hate me later conversation. Go something like this. Sure, we can work together and I can help you do blah, blah, blah. But here's the dilemma. Insert the short trip to the dark side. And then say, if that happens, you're going to hate me later and nobody wins then. What these ideas have in common, you are looking out for the prospect's best interest. Because let's face it, working with folks we don't want to work with is in no one's best interest. Nobody's going to win here. So our job is to tell them that in a way that takes away the sting of judgment and rejection. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.